Your effort of worship determines the depth of the seed of God's word getting into you. Many times we jump into God's word for just knowledge and book learning. And it's more than just hearing your favorite Christian song. The Bible is meant for your heart and not your brain. Now, there are many other things that Jesus did. If they were all written down one by one, I suppose the whole world could not hold the books that could be written. Only our hearts can receive the word of God and truly filter it out to our mind, body, and soul. The Lord has given us new hearts and minds through the power of the gospel living in us. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of the imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. Jesus chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we would be a kind of first fruits of his creation. In the parable of the sower, the seed that fell on good soil represents those who truly hear and understand God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as has been planted. But there are seeds that fall along the road that represent people who hear the message of the kingdom but don't understand it. The evil one comes and snatches the message from their hearts. There's also seed that falls on rocky soil that represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. Then there is a seed that falls among the thorns, representing those who hear God's word, but all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the worries of this life and the lure of wealth, so no fruit is produced. The hearts of people have become callous. They hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn. And the Lord Jesus would heal them. Amen. Let's offer ourselves as living sacrifices so the King of Glory can come into our hearts. The word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Today is the day. Do not harden the soil of your heart. Add water of repentance and till the soil by beating your chest, saying, "Lord, have mercy." Oh yes, now there is a good soil for the word of God to produce crop in your life. Again, your effort of worship determines the depth of the seed of God's word getting into you. Study Jeremiah 23, verse 29.